using tools like On the House, Home Price Guide, RP Data, Residex, you can actually work out, you know, what or where placed a property might be in the marketplace, such that, you know, should I make an offer, should I not make an offer, whatever the case, you know, where should I make my offer?
And that's the sort of ammunition, but things you can tell when you do make an offer, and the vendor might say, well, how did you arrive at that offer? You say, well, you know, I looked at this, I looked at that,
that's
I looked
right.
at that.
And we and often say to buyers, now one of the things that we might do with the properties that we're selling is we would print out a list of properties that have recently sold in and around that price mm-hmm. range that we may have used as comparison in listing the property for sale.
Yeah.
Now that's not, that evidence isn't a secret. We're happy to show people and talk about properties that have sold and how they might compare to that property, and therefore how would that property compare in price to another.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all those sorts of things that need to be...
Do they go historically as well on the same property? Is that information harder to get?
No, you can actually, it's quite just as easy to get to find what
the
property
previous
last sale
sold. And yeah. the sale prior
but the
to
relevance
the
of that
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
depends well, on what's happening in the marketplace. I mean, you could
true.
Say, oh, only 2 years ago,
yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
sold for 20% less, and you're wanting 20% more now. Well, the market's actually moved 20%, so therefore well, that's
that,
why.
That might be useful or investment information.
There might
though,
be
so, yeah.
a new kitchen installed since it was last
true, yeah, yeah.
Sold. So therefore the actual capital value of the property's been improved due to the improvements made to the property.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a number of things that can affect...
Lots of variables there to look at.
Lots of variables to look
yes.
at.
Yes. Thank goodness we've got computers now.
Well, computers make it quite a bit easier. Look, the way things have changed in the last decade, or even in the last 2 to 3 years, you know, the onthehouse.com.au is relatively new. It's been around for less than 2 years. It's been over 12 months, but they've been updating, and there's a number of, there's a lot of information that you can get on that site for free. Some of the more intricate information is at a price, as I said, but, you know, you can look at all sorts of things that, you know, relevant sales, recent properties, property reports for that particular, you know, for argument's sake, this property that I'm researching at the moment, which is one that we have for sale in McClintock Drive in Musselbrook, will tell you when it last sold and what it sold for. So it's got the last two sales in 2006 and 2001. It's also got a snapshot of its listing history when it's been on the market. You can get loan repayment calculators, comparable properties. So again, the recently sold properties in that price range are displayed on that report. It then runs through all the median sale prices from January 2009 right through to March 2012. It graphs those. There's a whole host of things. The other thing, if we look at tools and things available, if you go onto our website at the moment, we have a link for home loan rates called Deals Direct or Rates Direct.
Oh, that'd be handy.
Now, if you go to home loans, you can actually see we have another supplier, Rates Direct, that give us this information. We don't physically handle any of the transactions, but they give you a snapshot of the best rates available from different banks, and you can make an inquiry online by simply logging through that and talking to a broker who will phone you within 48 hours and talk to you about what that loan detail is or other loans that might be suitable to your needs. So there's all sorts of online tools. On the House, have a look at it, onthehouse.com.au. Or you know, go to our website johnflood.com.au and have a look at the rates that are available by simply going to our home loans tab, and that brings that that rating page up directly. So there's a whole host of things available there, and of course if you've got any questions about how some of these sites work or what information's available, or if you just want to query a property that's sold, give us a call, John Flood Estate Agents, on 6542 4500, or via email, mail@johnflood.com.au.
Too easy. And when you combine those sort of websites with the things like the applications for your smartphones and your iPhones we were talking about last week.
Well, if we use onthehouse.com.au as an example again, if we use onthehouse.com.au as an example, you'll see that there's actually a property value search application for iPhone. So
you
can actually have it logged on your iPhone, so it's all ready to roll, all prefabbed up, and you just press the button.
As you're going around the open houses,
you can
do it out of your own pocket, a little office in your pocket. So now, anything else for us today?
That's it, Maxie.
That's it, okay. Well, thanks for listening to the Real Estate Show this morning. It's all thanks to John Flood Estate Agents, johnflood.com.au. You can go and listen to the podcast of this and previous shows. You can also access it through our website, 2nm.com.au. Sandy, have a nice weekend.
Max, you have a great one.
And the Real Estate Show shall return next week at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning on 981 2NM, the heart of the Hunter.